It doesn't apply to everybody, even as a believer, but only as many as walk according to this rule. In other words, if you don't implement what Christ has given us for victory, then why are you expecting to have victory in the Christian life?
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today as we continue our look at Galatians chapter 6. And Pastor, I can imagine someone listening who says, you know, I don't feel like I'm living a very victorious Christian life, but here you're saying God has given me something for victory in Christ. What is that? How can I begin to experience that victory?
Well, first of all, our victory is found in the cross of Christ. So we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. I remember when we invaded that little country, I believe it was Grenada. And, you know, it was supposed to have been a battle, but it really wasn't. And one day victory. But then we left the peacekeeping force there. Now, they weren't there to fight any kind of battle. They were just there to keep the peace. Well, God has done the same thing for you and I as believers. I mean, the battle's already been won. The devil is a defeated foe. So Jesus defeated him at Calvary. And so what we do then is we don't have to fight for the victory. We fight from victory. We tap in to what Jesus has already done. Galatians 2:20. We already talked about it, but it says this. It says, I'm crucified with Christ. Oh, Paul, you're dead? Yeah, I'm dead. Nevertheless, I live. Wait a minute, Paul. Are you schizophrenic? First you said you're dead. Now you say you're alive. Yeah, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Wait a minute. You really got me confused.
Yeah.
First you said you're dead. Then you said you're alive. Now you're saying it's not you. Are you schizophrenic? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Now get this. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Look, study that verse. Get that verse down. Hudson Taylor had a book entitled Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret. That was it.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. You know, I figured that out, you know. But no, I'm just kidding. I didn't figure it out. I had to read the end of the book and then I knew what was happening. But that's it. When we understand the exchanged life, wow, it's a whole new level of freedom. It's a whole new level of power. It's a whole new level of representing Christ because you understand Christ is shining through me and people are being drawn to him like a moth to the flame. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Well, that's what we're going to continue to look at today. Join us in Galatians 6 as we continue the message, Embracing the Cross of Christ. Here's Pastor Ford.
The question on the floor, Paul saying, if you're dependent on circumcision rather than that transformation, you're not buying what you're selling. That you're talking it, but you're not walking it. And I don't know about you, that's the challenge for me. Especially, you know, the greater responsibility of preaching this stuff. That's why I never hesitate to say, okay, now, you know what? I'm still working on this one. I'm still working on that one. You know, I got to preach it, but I ain't hardly there. Amen. Wanna know why I do that? Because as soon as you see me inconsistent, you'll remind me. Hey, didn't you preach about that? How you gonna tell me to do something and you ain't doing it yourself? Amen. So you have to ask yourself, are you a radio Christian or are you a television Christian? You say radio, you hear sound, but you don't see anything. TV is sight and sound. And thank God for those of you who are HD TV. Yeah, you really clear. It's really no question about where your allegiance is.
Because you see it in your time, you see it in your talents, you see it in your treasure, you see it in your talk, your thought, the truth, you see it in everything that you're doing. And so you're a TV HD person. Everybody know that person belongs to Jesus. There's no doubt about it. They're not going through ritual. They have the reality of Jesus Christ. And that's what we need. We need individuals who are like that. Martin Luther said this, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is never alone. And didn't James say it? He said that faith is more than what you say, it's what you do. What are you doing for Christ's sake? And so here now, he wants us to understand that this is an evaluation of our transformation. This is the power for living the Christian life. So in Christ. Now remember, we talked about it, but he keeps using it. Why does he keep using it? Because it points to the fact that we are in him, and because we are in him and part of his body, we draw everything from him. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body and have all been made to drink of that selfsame Spirit. How thirsty are you? This is what Paul's getting at. If you do things and you think that these things are going to make you more spiritual in and of themselves, it'll never happen. But when you abide in him, John 15, if you abide in him, his word abides in you, then you produce fruit. You produce fruit. Now, who's going to tell me what kind of fruit we produce? I know you know all five of them. What's the Bible say about fruit? Fruit what? How many kinds of fruit are there? And what are they? If I'm supposed to produce fruit, I need to know what kind of fruit I'm supposed to produce. If I'm a Christian tree, if I'm an apple tree, I know I'm supposed to produce apples. If I'm an orange tree, I know I'm supposed to produce oranges. So you have the fruit of the Spirit, which is character, right? Yeah. Okay, on your character, your conduct, your conversation, converts, and cash. Yeah, don't leave the cash out. Remember what Paul said? I desire you gave me some fruit. They gave him some money. He called it fruit. Yeah, and so it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, generosity. And I know plenty of people who are generous, and a whole lot of them don't have a whole lot of money. They'll give you the last they have. And so here it is now. What we do. Now let's look at this. Let's touch on this. So notice he says, okay, so he tells us about the praise for the cross of Christ, the power of the cross of Christ. So here it is. Break it down. He gives us the realm of the power. That's in the first part. And then the reason for the power. Now let's look at the promise of the cross. The promise of the cross. Verse 16. Listen to what he says. And as many as walk according to this rule. What rule? What rule? Come on, y'all. Jump in. According to this, he's calling it a rule. What does the word rule mean? The word rule, like for example, if I say, how many inches in a foot? How do you know that? Because of a ruler, right? Well, not basically, but you know what I'm saying. If you get a ruler, it'll have 12 inches, right? Because that's a foot. What is he saying? Here is that which ought to guide us. Oh, I hope y'all getting this. I hope you're getting this because I think I'm conveying it, but y'all look so confused. Like, you know, it's like, I ain't really getting this. Okay, so he's saying, this is the primary guide that governs our relationship and the way we're supposed to live. What rule? New creature. New creature. So if I am a new creature and I am walking
according to who I am. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the rest of the flesh. That's where I think he's going. Remember, he's done themes over and over again, and he's saying to us, listen, this is the rule. So notice something. As many as walk according to this rule, it doesn't apply to us in the potential. We have to apply it. You know, I do marriage seminars all over this country and out of the country as well. I suffered for Jesus in Turks and Caicos. You know, yeah, suffer for him there and a couple other nice places, you know. And but here's what I try to get married couples to understand. You have to have two funerals before you have one wedding. That's the basic problem with marriage, that they haven't died to self, that all they want is what they want. And they don't realize it's not what you want. It's not what your spouse wants. It's what does Christ want? And then when we focus on that, it's better to be biblical than to be right. How many of us as married people have acquiesced, you know what, this is not worth what we're going to pay, even if you're right? You know, it says to keep the love brimming in the loving cup. When you're wrong, admit it. When you're right, shut up. There have been many a times, it ain't even worth it. Well, who's right? Who's right? Baby, you could be right. What do you mean? I could be right. I am right. Okay, you are right. We're not going to argue about this. And you know, here's what I found. And I would do that a lot. Oh, you call on the phone. You can text her. She'll tell you. And after I began to do that enough, because my motto is what? If I want to see it, I must first be it. If I don't be it, ain't no use of me trying to see it. I'm the thermostat. She's the thermometer. So I set the temperature, she registered it. So if it's cold in my crib, I got to turn up the heat. You know what I'm saying? And so what happened? She began to follow suit. Well, you know what? You could be right on this one. Go ahead. I said, good, man. You know, usually they say there's only two things wrong with my husband. What's that? Only two? Praise the Lord. Everything he says, everything he does. Yeah. But that's it. And what's going on? Now go back and just do your own study and see. He's saying, listen, I need to let you know something, that it doesn't apply to everybody, even as a believer, but only as many as walk according to this rule. In other words, if you don't implement what Christ has given us for victory, then why are you expecting to have victory in the Christian life? You're not reading your Bible. You're not having a consistent prayer time. You're not sharing your faith. Everything that builds us up, that makes us individuals who are able to walk worthy of the vocation wherein we have been called. And then we wonder why the church is going to hell in a handbasket, because people don't obey the word of God. Amen. That's why. So I got something against Ralph. Instead of me going to Ralph, I'm going to Norbert. What is that all about? Well, you know, I don't want to say nothing to them because, you know, I mean, you know how they are. No, I don't know how they are. But I know what God said you're supposed to do in spite of how they are. He says, go to them. I need to go to Ralph. I need to be Christian enough, man enough, woman enough, Christian enough, obedient enough to say, hey, we need to get this straight. Know, seems to be a problem between us. You know, and so here he wants us to understand, look at what God has done.
We'll continue to look at that from Galatians chapter 6 in just a moment. You're listening to Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr., and Pastor Ford has written a number of books, many of them about marriage and relationships, and you can check those out by coming to our website. And on the left side of the homepage, look for the link that says Books by Pastor Ford. You'll see the different titles available as a paperback or in an ebook format. That's at treasuretruthradio.org. Again, here's Pastor Ford.
So, who are the recipients of the promise? Those who access it. Those who plug in to their source of power. Are you saying I'm not a believer? No. But he is saying Holy Spirit is resident. He has to be president. He resides in us. He has to preside over us. So somebody tell us real quick and we'll wrap this up. How do you ask God to fill you with His Spirit. What do? I mean, we all came out, we're all filled with the Spirit right now, right? How'd that happen? If you got up this morning, Lord, I'm laying myself on the altar as a living sacrifice. I want to die to everything about me, okay? And every time I ask this question, have you come up with your own? Nobody ever says anything except for twin. Okay. There you go. Everybody hear that? Yeah, there's a little formula for you. Confess your sins. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Second, commit yourself to the Lord. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then third C, conform to the word, the will, and the way of God. That's Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will, and then claim by faith. Galatians 3:1-4. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you from the truth which evidently have been set forth in Christ Jesus. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? What's he saying? Remember? He's saying you don't get power by trying to do things through the flesh. How did you get saved? By the Spirit of God. What did he do? John 16:14-16. He first of all convicted me of sin. Then he convinced me of the Savior. Then he converted me to a common salvation. So now how do you live that Christian life? Same way, by depending on the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, releasing his power so that I am able to do things supernaturally. Because I don't know about you, but here's what I find. I always know when I'm doing something in the flesh. Say, how do you know? Because, when I'm trying to conquer something in the flesh, because I find myself doing it again. I'll give you a sample, and I'm really going to shut it down. I knew as a Christian, my body was the temple of the Holy Spirit. I shouldn't smoke. So I smoked 2 packs of Cools a day. But then I realized, they say, cool, with all those carcinogenics, you can get cancer. So I went to Newport Light. And when I became a Christian, I started throwing stuff away. I threw away all my wife's Daisy Dukes. I threw away all my wife's Daisy Dukes. My wife has long legs, and she loves short pants. And so, we were in that era. Daisy Dukes, little short shorts with the fringes, hot pants. Yeah, hot pants. I got to bring some of those pictures and put them up on a Sunday. but anyway, I threw all those away, all that kind of stuff. And threw away all the albums. She said, "Those is mine. You can't throw mine away. I'm throwing all this secular mess away. We don't need this." And I told her, you got to have a dress up here. And it got to be down by your ankles, man. We was about to get separated and divorced. We had just become Christians. She said, "You got to be crazy. You out your mind. You done lost your mind." So then I knew I wasn't supposed to be smoking. So I'll buy a pack of cigarettes, smoke one, throw the rest away, And then I say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore because I'm not supposed to smoke. I'm a Christian. So then, that urge would hit me and I go buy another pack. Well, it was only 25 cents then. I tell you, I guarantee you, I quit smoking that way about 20, 30 times, no exaggeration. Here's what happened. I'm witnessing to Bip. I'll never forget it. And so I'm sharing Christ, and then I light up a square. He said, "Let me have one of them." I give him one, and I'm telling him about Jesus. He said, I get it. He was very serious. He said, "Yeah." And so, the drugs and everything, but cigarettes are all right. I said, "Nah, man, it's not all right." "Well, why are you doing it?" I said, "Man, I didn't know, the struggle, Ray, share some things with me, but, But I didn't know. I'd only been saved about 2 months. I didn't know the theology behind it. All I knew was, man, I kept throwing them away and buying them, you know, didn't have me, you know. So anyway, long story short, man, it brought tears to my eyes that, you know, he felt that way about Jesus because of what I was doing. I went home. My wife said, what's wrong? I said, I just need to go to my closet. I always go to my closet. It was a literal closet. And I would go in my closet. I went in my closet, shut the door. And I said, man, I just brought reproach upon you. I just embarrassed you. I don't have any victory over this. I don't know what to do. All I want you to do is just take it away from me. I ain't smoked a cigarette since then. Since then, I have not smoked a cigarette. Same thing that happened with the reefer, although that was a year later. And I'm just being honest. It was a year later. But whenever I struggle with it, but whenever I say, okay, when I was struggling with cigarettes, I went in my closet and I was genuine with God. I don't want to embarrass him like this. And when I went in my closet, hadn't had one since. Now, I haven't wanted a cigarette since either. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you and praise you for your grace and goodness to us. Help us to get a grasp on the cross of Christ. There's where our power is. There's where our pardon is. There's where your plan is. There's where our provision is. There's where we see the person of Christ who have died for us. And so like Paul, we say, God forbid that we should glory save in the cross of Christ, by whom I'm crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. It's in his name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
That's it. Amen. You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message that's been all about the cross of Christ. In fact, it's called Embracing the Cross of Christ, and it comes from Galatians chapter 6. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts in our series, I want to let you know you can always listen online by streaming the program, downloading an MP3, or ordering a copy of the CD. It's all at treasuretruthradio.org. Well, Pastor Ford is hanging out with me in the studio for a little bit here. And Pastor, you know, this radio ministry is listener supported, and we need both the single gifts and the ongoing monthly gifts, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. Well, you know what, Steve? I've heard so many listeners and gotten emails. Amy sent me quite a few emails of people who said, when I needed Moody to hear a word, it was there. Okay, so now we need you to be there.
Yeah.
And we need monthly supporters so that whenever you need to hear us, we'll be able to respond. Without monthly supporters, that can't happen because all of us have one-time expenses and monthly expenses.
Sure.
But Moody Radio needs those partners who will come on board, not just for the one time, but for the ongoing expenses of radio.
Well, you can help meet those needs as you give a gift to Treasure Truth and to Moody Radio. The easiest way to do that, come to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. Click on the link that says Make a Donation. And you can become a regular giving partner, a monthly giving partner right there. Again, that's at treasuretruthradio.org. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for praying and for listening today. Thanks also to our producer, Amy Rios. Treasure Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.